News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Mount Salem in St. James has been declared the first zone of special operations. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement at a press conference at Jamaica House Friday. Mr. Holness outlined that Mount Salem was chosen because of the escalating murder rate and gang activity in the area over the past 3 years. 54 murders have been recorded in Mount Salem since the start of the year. It's also reported that some 12 major gangs are operating in the area. Mr. Holness says he's confident this measure will help to restore law and order within Mount Salem and surrounding areas.
The rule of law must be upheld and preserved in every nook and cranny of Jamaica. We can no longer afford any area to provide a safe haven for criminals to hide. Zone by zone, community by community, square inch by square inch, we will establish and restore public order, citizen security, and public safety. We will make Jamaica safe again.
The zone will be in operation for the next 60 days. The Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, responsible for numbering administration in Jamaica, announced on Monday that Jamaica will get a new area code, 658. The OUR says it has become necessary for Jamaica to get an additional area code in order to ensure sufficient numbers are available to satisfy the projected demand over the next 25 years. The use of the new area code will necessitate the introduction of mandatory 10-digit dialing. That is dialing using the 3-digit area code plus the 7-digit number for all local calls in Jamaica, effective May 31, 2018. The new code will come into effect after telephone numbers under the 876 area code are exhausted. Public education specialist at the OUR, Elizabeth Marsh, says the introduction of the new code will have minimal impact on the public.
Additional area code will not mean an increase in telephone charges, nor will anyone have to change their existing numbers. However, we are encouraging persons like businesses and government agencies especially to start adding the current 876 area code on all their printed materials and signage.
Mrs. Marsh was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that real gross domestic product, GDP, increased by approximately 0.3% in the April to June 2017 quarter compared with the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the GDP growth was largely due to improved performance in the tourism and construction sectors.
The outturn largely reflected, one, the positive impact of continued strengthening of the global economy on some industries, including hotel and restaurants and manufacture, and two, higher levels of construction activities associated with renovation, expansion and construction of hotels, increased residential construction activities, and the construction of new commercial buildings.
Dr. Henry was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing Wednesday. And Finance Minister Audley Shaw is reporting that Jamaica is now experiencing a budget surplus after years of budget deficits. Mr. Shaw says the primary budget surplus was $135.9 billion for the last fiscal year, $7.7 billion or 0.6% above the targeted figure. He says the surplus reflects the success of the various strategies geared at stimulating growth in the economy, chief among them the implementation of the $1.5 million income tax threshold, as well as efforts to keep inflation low and the inflation rate stable. The finance minister also noted that Jamaica is now ranked 67th out of 190 countries on the World Bank's Doing Business report. Those were the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.